From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us again, and I do hope you'll stay with us and hear God's precious Word. Our preacher today is the Reverend Andrew Patterson from Garva, and in a few moments he'll be letting the Bible speak once again from Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12, where we read of Jacob, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it." But before we hear the Lord's message today, let's take just a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Folks, nice with you again this morning, and may the Lord bless us further as we meet around His Word. I want to take you back to Genesis 28 and to a verse where we read last time concerning Jacob and the dream that he had when he stayed at Luz. It says in verse 12, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it." The last time we were noticing the pathway to heaven, there is only one ladder, and that ladder is a type of Christ. And of course, His ministry was also one marked by the angelic beings. But I want you to notice the promises of God's salvation. When Jacob dreamed of this ladder which ascended right into heaven, he could see at the top of it Jehovah God. And it was the Lord who was to speak to this wandering sinner, and spoke to him in such a manner which outlined the promises of God which would be his portion. Here were the very promises which this young man needed in this juncture in his life's experience. Here are words which I believe speak of the promises that God's salvation offers to the needy soul this morning. I can read to you the words of verse 15. And it says, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." What's the first thing that's mentioned in that verse? The Lord said to Jacob, "Behold, I am with thee." Just think of the background of this passage. The young man who was a sinner and a twister, if there ever was one. One who had done many wrongs in his younger days. He deceived his brother out of the blessing and from his birthright. And he was fleeing now to escape for his very life. He had left home for the first time. He was away from his father and mother who loved him and who gave him a godly upbringing. He scarcely knew where he was heading to or what was before him. But to the lonely Jacob, away from friends and family, God came him and gave him the promise of his presence. For he said, "I am with thee." What's more, not only is he promised the presence of God, but also the protection of God. For the verse goes on to say, "And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." To a young man fearful of what lay ahead in his dangerous journey of life, here was the promise of God's protection. And you know, he was also to hear the promise of God's power to be demonstrated in his life. He may have been anxious in his heart that he would never see the land of his birth again. He maybe thought he would never be able to return home. But that anxiety is answered with the promise, "And I will bring thee again into this land." The power of God will be seen to one day bring him back to Canaan, right back to the place where he lay, dreaming about the ladder. We'll understand that God also had a purpose in the life and heart of Jacob, and it is of this that the Lord promises in the last words of the verse, where he says, "For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." What promises these are from the one who cannot fail, and whoever keeps his word. Here also are the promises of God's salvation. To you, dear listener, who are lonely, the friends of the world have failed you and have left you when you have nothing to offer, just like the prodigal in the far country. The Savior comes, and he gives you the promise of his presence. He says to you, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." To know him as Savior is to know him as a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. If you'll take Christ as Savior and as Lord, you'll also have the promise of his protection. I read in Psalm 91, the words of verse 9, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." What a promise! The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Come to the Savior, you'll see the power of God wrought in your life. He'll change your old heart. He'll make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. He'll take you an old rotten sinner and transform you, so one day you'll be brought right into the heavenly Canaan, there to dwell forevermore. You see, when Christ saves, he lifts us from sin. He's a Savior from all sin, and that is seen symbolically in the ladder, for when you step on the ladder, you're away from the earth. And you know, God not only saves, but Christ also keeps. One day, his salvation will take us right into heaven itself. Oh, will you be saved this morning? Dear soul, you who are lost in your sin, you who are in bondage to it, will you not come and see what the Lord will do with your life? He has a plan and purpose for you, which will bring glory to his name and give you a reward of a crown of righteousness. What an incentive these promises are for you, sinner, to come, to taste and see that the Lord is good. But I want you to notice the place of God's salvation. What sort of place was this that Jacob had the dream of the ladder? What was significant about this spot above all other places? Well, the question may be asked, at what place can I experience God's salvation? Where is the place, preacher, where I can enjoy the fullness of those promises which you have been mentioning, which God makes to my soul? And you know the answer is the same. For this place where Jacob lay down and had his dream was the place where God met with him. Don't want you to miss that thought. You dare not miss that truth. It was God who came and met with Jacob. This man who up until this time was none other than a wretch of the worst sort. This man who, because of his crafty dealings, is fleeing in order to escape for his life. You'd understand that it is God who in all his mercy comes and meets with him, enables him to have this dream which shows him the ladder of salvation. My friend in Jacob, you have a picture of every one of us. Rascal of the worst sort, deserving of nothing and least of all the mercies of God. A wanderer, a sinful wretch, and yet it is in such a state the Lord meets with such. When can you experience God's salvation? When you meet with the Lord. And truly you can say, no doubt this morning, as Jacob did in the night of his dream, verse 16, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. You may enjoy going to God's house. You may go through the form and ritual of it just to solve your conscience. But you know, God has more for you this morning, even through the little radio message. He would have you listen to this word this morning because he desires to meet with you. But not only was the Lord to meet with Jacob, but he was to speak to him. We already looked at the promises which the Lord spoke on that unforgettable night. Those words were preceded by the titles which the Lord used in opening his address to Jacob in verse 13. For it says, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. Jacob was under no mistake who this was, who was speaking to him from the very portals of heaven. The same could be said of the Apostle Paul, who was stopped in the road to Damascus. When he heard those words, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He knew who was speaking to him, for he replied, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord in tones of love and mercy was speaking to him. What a blessing it is for a holy God to speak to the hearts of sinful men and women. Have you heard the voice of the Lord God speaking to your soul? Has God the Holy Spirit been striving with you, speaking to you of Christ who died on the cross that you might be saved? This night when Jacob met with the Lord, heard him speak, was the night he became a changed man. He was later to give a word of testimony to that effect. In verse 20 of the chapter it says, And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God, in the sense of the word if, it can be translated since, if God will be with me, or since God will be with me, will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. He was vowing to be God's man. That was the place where Jacob was to experience God's salvation. You might say, how do you know that? Well, you know, the scriptures are the best commentary on themselves. We read in Hosea chapter 12, a biography of Jacob. Verse 3 says, He took his brother by the heel and the womb. And by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept, made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel. And there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. That place which seemed to Jacob to be the very house of God, the very gates of heaven, Bethel was the place where God found Jacob. And you know the Lord can find you this morning wherever you've been, wherever you are in sin. The Lord can speak to your heart and say, This is the way, walk ye in it. I wonder, will you this morning take that step of faith and embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, repenting of your sin? Will you enter in through those gates this morning, be sure of heaven? That gate is Christ. Will you come to the Savior just now? Will you answer, I am coming, Lord, coming now to Thee? May this be the place, wherever you are this morning, maybe in your home, maybe in the car, but may that be the place where Christ finds you, that lost soul, and you find Christ as your Savior and your Lord. For His glory's sake, God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.